The category is live, work, pose.
That's the opening credits of season one of the Emmy and Peabody Award-winning FX show Pose. It's a melodrama that tells the story of a teenage boy who is kicked out of his home for being gay and runs away to New York City. It is there that he finds the underground ball subculture set in the 1980s. And it's also been lauded for doing something TV shows rarely do, centering the lives and experiences of queer people of color. To talk more about how this show came to be, we're joined by the show's co-creator and executive producer, Stephen Canals. Welcome to Here Now.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
I read that the seed for the idea of Pose came while you were a student. You were watching the documentary Paris is Burning, and you watched that doc and had a very specific vision that came to you, and that involved Flashdance.
It sure did.
Tell me more.
I didn't know what ballroom culture was.
Yeah.
And I was so taken by this documentary to see that there were all these incredible queer and trans black and brown people.
Ball culture, also known as drag ball or house ball culture, is this underground subculture that originated decades ago in New York City. It's a vibrant show of dancing, voguing, posing, and perhaps most importantly, a support system for young LGBT youth. At the time Stephen had seen Paris is Burning, he was just coming into his own identity.
At the time, I wasn't out yet. Like, I was still stepping into my queer identity.
Mm-hmm.
It was because of the documentary that I finally came out. Because I realized
Because of Paris is Burning.
Absolutely. Because my feeling was, if having grown up in the 80s, and I was a young boy, but if all of these incredible individuals could live in their truth at that time with everything that was facing them, then I, as someone who at that point had the privilege to be working on a college degree, had no excuse.
Wow.
All that to say that the day that I watched Paris is Burning, I remember walking back to my residence hall room and thinking, that would make a really great television show.
This was several years before Stephen eventually wrote Pose, and back then, he had even come up with the name of the main character, Damon.
And I just always imagined it being this young black boy who moves to New York, who has a desire to be a dancer, just like Jennifer Beals' character in Flashdance, and then, you know, and the narrative being about his ascension to greatness and then getting enmeshed in ballroom culture and in this war between two house mothers.
But Stephen actually thought it would be a nice story for someone else to write. So he put it out of his mind and went on with his life, working as a college administrator.
And it wasn't until I turned 30 that I had this moment, because I was sitting talking to parents and talking to students about, you know, how to be successful over the course of 4 to 5 years in an undergrad degree. And I just realized, you know, like, I feel like a fraud. Like, I'm sitting in these offices across from all these young people telling them how to live their best life, and I'm not living my best life. And so I took an online screenwriting class through UCLA. It's like that moment when you have like all the puzzle pieces, you know, and they're just scattered all over the place, and you're like, I have no idea how this puzzle is going to come together, and suddenly you find a couple that work, and you're like, oh, okay, here we go. And that's the feeling I had taking that screenwriting class.
Stephen later got accepted into UCLA's graduate screenwriting program and eventually wrote the screenplay for Pose. For 2 years, he shopped that screenplay, meeting with no less than 167 executives. And everyone back then said no.
You know, the feedback was, it's very niche. You know, I don't know where a show like this lives. I don't know who the audience is for a show like this. There was a lot of resistance. Some of that feedback just became blatant homophobic and transphobic because, you know, there were folks who would say to me, you know, it's too black, it's too brown, it's too queer, it's too urban, it's too many trans characters.
Yeah.
So I knew that it had a lot going against it.
Was there ever a point where you thought, well, then maybe this just isn't even the medium? Like, maybe I'll be doing something that is not in this space at all. Maybe this just isn't even the space.
No, I mean, I'm hard-headed, so, you know, and I'm very idealistic. And I, you know, here's the thing. I know this will resonate with you, which is for us as people of color, those of us who come from marginalized, historically marginalized communities, like that is our lived experience. We can't take that off.
Yes.
So if you're a person of color, if you're a woman, if you're LGBTQ plus, you know, that is your reality. You know, like we deserve to take up space unapologetically, and our stories have value and deserve to be told as well. You know, and you know, right now it's February and it's Black History Month. Like, it shouldn't be relegated to being celebrated 1 month a year.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the show. You know, Pose is this living, breathing thing. These characters feel very real to us now. For many folks, Blanca, who is played by MJ Rodriguez and Billy Porter as Pray Tell, they are the emotional centers because they really embody this very definition of what it means to be a family and building a family and living a life despite this HIV and AIDS epidemic, which at the time in the 80s, it was definitely a death sentence. But for me, Damon is my heart. And I read that he's also totally you. He's
absolutely.
You.
Damon is, well, Damon's, the beginning of Damon's journey is grounded in the fear that I had back in 2004 before I'd come out to my parents. And assuming that my stepping into my queer identity was going to lead to rejection.
Hmm. Because in the actual show, he is rejected by his parents.
He is. And I was convinced that that's what would happen to me. And so that kept me in a closet for a number of years. The feeling that Damon has at the end of that pilot when he finishes dancing and he has this emotional release and there's this beautiful embrace between this young Black boy and this Black woman who is now mothering him, you know,
right,
and that beautiful bookend between him being rejected by a mother figure and then being accepted and embraced by a mother, a Black mother specifically. I felt the same way when I was accepted to UCLA.
Mm.
You know, I, walking around having a dream and, you know, just not stepping into your greatness,
yeah,
not allowing that to shine and getting in your own way. And then finally having incredible people around you who lift you up, which is what Blanca did for and continues to do on the show for Damon.
Mm-hmm.
And then in that space, allowing him to step into who he's always meant to be. I mean, that I just put my journey on the page.
Yeah. I mean, arguably, it's why it's successful, because it's true, you know?
Yeah.
Many of the actors in your show are trans. Were you a part of casting? And was that a hard sell? Or was it just a fluid part of the process?
When I was pitching Pose, casting was always a gotcha question.
More, what do you mean by that?
I was often asked by executives, who's supposed to play these characters?
Mm-hmm.
And my response was always, I don't know, I haven't met them yet.
Mm.
You know, the fact that I couldn't rattle off a list of queer and trans people, mm-hmm, to populate this show meant, in their minds, this show couldn't work.
It wasn't until Steven met screenwriter Ryan Murphy and producer Sherry Marsh that he found co-conspirators, as he calls them. The three were able to advocate for transgender characters, landing a place on FX. Steven recounts the first time he and Ryan met.
The very first time I met Ryan, we met for 45 minutes, and I remember telling him in that meeting, you know, what's important is that these characters are seen as real people, because they were real people. These are not caricatures, you know. And so he was like, absolutely, and we will go out and we will cast authentically.
You recently signed a deal with 20th Century Fox TV, a Disney TV label, to create more shows. You talked about there's so much more in you. What is next for you? And what's next for Pose? Like, we're all in bated breath, like, oh.
I don't want to give any spoilers away, but I think this season is really, really exciting. It's been a very emotional process writing this season. It's very heartfelt. You know, like, we're picking up with our characters, some of them really hitting true rock bottom. Mm. And so I think even more so, I would say, than in previous seasons, like, we really are showing our audience what it means to show up for family.
Oh.
And in terms of my new deal, you know, I'm still working on a slate right now of new projects, but what I'm most excited about, particularly as I move forward, is getting to a place where I can now be the person to hold the door open and get more people in.
Mm.
I want to help all of those individuals out there who have a story to tell.
Stephen, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Stephen Canals, co-creator of FX's Pose.